Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Can a New South Wales property agent be a licensee in charge of more than one office? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 12th of April 2023.
Can you be the licensee in charge of more than one office? And prior to March 2020, the answer was no, you can't. They were different companies and the companies were at the same, there were a whole range of requirements around that. But on 23rd of March 2020, when we had the reforms come into the legislation, then yes, that was changed. You can be the licensee in charge of more than one office. However, I mean, the deal is here is it comes down to your supervision guidelines. You actually need to show how you are appropriately supervising all of those offices, whether it's one office, two office, 10 offices, 50 offices, doesn't matter how many offices it is, you do need to show how you are making sure that everybody within each of those offices is meeting the supervision guidelines and you as the licensee in charge ensuring that you are supervising everybody within that. So there are different ways of doing that and that does differ for every single person. And, you know, we can talk you through how you can best do that and how you make your policies and procedures work from that perspective. So, you know, you can be one corporation with multiple offices. You can be multiple corporations. If you're multiple corporations and you're one licensee across them, then those corporations need to be in partnership from a fair trading perspective. And that's about filling in forms and getting all the directors of all of the corporations to acknowledge that you're all working together. And one licensee can be responsible for more than you know, one set of trust accounts. So if there are trust accounts at each of these offices, then, you know, one licensee can be in charge. My caveat on that one is, you know, you need to make sure, you know, authorising every disbursement from a trust account is a hefty responsibility. Therefore, if you're doing that from multiple trust accounts across multiple offices, you'd want to have some fairly streamlined, advanced, procedures in place on how you're going to achieve that. So again, how you meet your supervision guidelines, how your policies and procedures work with that would differ for every single situation. So again, if you wanted to talk that through, we're here to support you through that process and make sure that you are compliant and that it's practically relevant to you doing good business. Two sides to everything there, but they work hand in hand, and they have to.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.